T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
1-0, Florida on top of Texas at the College World Series middle innings. Jackson Coar pitching for Florida, and he is straight up dealing. Bobby, sit tight. We got Steve Court, kind of an unannounced or impromptu guest. Obviously, he was listening to the program, and you know, we were talking about having a beer with Coach O or any SEC coach, who would it be, and getting a lot of texts, got a lot of interaction with it at 870-870. A lot of people saying, I'd like to have one with Coach O, just see our beers with Coach O, just see how long it would take for me to understand him after beer one or beer two. Look, I have a hard enough time when he's sober or after no alcohol understanding Coach O. Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman. What's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
Good. So you texted me and said, so you've had beers with all these guys, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny that you said that. Yeah, it was kind of funny. Over the years, I've had an opportunity to be with a lot of those guys. And you know, not just particularly football situations, but
sure,
overall just social situations where, you know, that was sort of what we were doing, yeah.
So you said that Nick Saban is funny. Tell me why. Tell me how. Because I haven't seen any comedy from him ever.
No. You've misread the guy. The guy is extremely engaging. He's very smart. He's very quick. He's funny. He's got a million and one stories. You know, once he sort of he's off the football field and out of the football mode, and he's kicked back, relaxed, having a good time. He's a kick. He's funny as hell, and he's a really engaging guy. You'd love to listen to him. He's got more stories than you could ever imagine.
So he's kind of like Sean Payton. If you get him away from the media and away from football, and he gets to let his hair down a little bit.
Is arguably the best football coach in the history of football coaches. I mean, if you think about it, he's achieved it all, and the fact that he is as good as he is and continues at this day at extremely high level, he's a very serious guy about what he does, and he takes it very seriously, and football is a very serious game in some aspects. You still want to have fun, but he also knows that winning is the funnest part of it. So, look, that's just part of what he is, and he's not going to leave any, you know, T's uncrossed and I's undotted, you know, if there's still football to be done. But once football's done, he's as good as anybody. He's having a great time, for sure.
Who's the funnest of the guys you've had a couple of suds with?
You know, Muschamp's a great guy. Will Muschamp is a really, really fun guy to hang with. He's a fun guy, but, you know, look, Bebe's a different cat altogether, but Ed's a great guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. So I don't know if it's fair to say who's the most fun to hang out with, but they all have something that makes them really sort of endearing, and you have a lot of fun with. There's just different guys, and they have different stories, which makes them all fun.
Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman, here on Sports Talk. And Steve, the question we're talking about today, also, what's the biggest question you have about the Saints headed into training camp? And look, it's hard to find a hole on this team or have a question about it. But for me, it's Alex Okafor, Marcus Davenport, how much of an impact they're going to have.
You know, I believe this. I believe that as high level as they played last year, and I'm not those two guys, because obviously Okafor was injured and Davenport wasn't here. But speaking of just the defense, I think that this is like gravy. You've added two new guys, and if Okafor can continue to make progress off this Achilles thing, and Davenport comes in and has a good rookie year, a good solid rookie year, this is just going to sort of add to the arsenal of guys and how good our defense is playing. Now that you have the addition of all these linebackers, now our linebackers are we've got just tons of good linebackers in there. That I don't know what you're going to do with all those good linebackers. Secondary's improved. Second year will always be the best year, you know, as far as improvement-wise, that you'll see in the NFL. And, man, look, if you really want to break it all down, I think that really the only hole that I can see at all is backup quarterback. And other than that, look, I was there last week and was out there on the field.
We hope that we don't have to see that, Steve. That's why we're not talking about it.
Well, I understand that. But my whole point is that's how strong this team is and really how deep they are for the first time in a long time. Look, there's 17 offensive linemen in that film room, and I'm not so sure that I haven't seen a lot of them, obviously with any gear on and sort of playing in game time situations. But I can tell you that from what I can tell, the ones we've had, the ones that are there now, there's about 8 of them that could start anywhere in the league. And this is a great problem for us to have. But at some point, we're going to be putting a lot of good talent, offensive line-wise, on the street. And I don't know if, in fact, that's going to bode well for us as far as trade bait or things like that. But, I know that if I was a player and I wasn't really one of the ones that they thought was the top 8, which would be – I can't imagine that. But at the same time, I'd want them to get rid of me so that I'd have an opportunity to play somewhere else because these guys are good. This is really going to be a – this team is loaded.
Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman. We'll let you run, man. Thanks for joining us on short notice.
Not a problem. I'll see you. Bye.
All right. Bobby in English turn. What's going on, Bobby? You're on WWL. Hey, Bobby.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks.
All right.
I'm going to put you on hold, Bobby. You're in a bad cell area, cutting in and out every other word. Saban didn't make it in pro coaching. Texter writes at 8787. So what? I'll tell you this. I'll bet you. You wouldn't even have to do it secretly. I'll bet you that if you asked LSU fans right now, would you take Nick Saban back at LSU, despite the, I hate him because he left narrative, they would take him back in a heartbeat. You'd be crazy not to. If he all of a sudden just said, you know what, I don't want to coach at Alabama anymore. I want to go coach back at LSU. Despite what you think of him as a human being or how he left the program, etc., you would be a fool to deny that and say that you wouldn't take him back. You absolutely would, 100 times over. We got Bobby back. All right, Bobby, what's going on, Bobby? You're on WWL. Thanks for calling back.
Oh, man, thank you guys for being patient with me. My concern, Christian, going into the season, to be honest with you, is I know Benjamin Watson is a great guy, great humanitarian, but that would be my concern, a tight end position going into the season. Especially from the pass catching perspective. I mean, I know Benjamin still has something left in the tank, but how much does he have left at 38, 37 years old?
Well, I can tell you from what I've seen in OTAs in minicamp, I mean, he doesn't look 37. Honestly, the way he's moving, Bobby, it's a good point. I agree with you. That is a question mark, but it's not dire straits there. Because you're going to get, if you get 500-600 yards from Ben Watson, the way they've constructed this offense now with Alvin Kamara being a big part of it, out of the backfield as a receiver, Mike Thomas, guys that they've added, Ted Ginn Jr. and Cam Meredith, along with Traquan Smith. I mean, they might attack you in different ways than usually they would like to be having a tight end involved in that attack, but I think that they have so many weapons, it's really not going to be as big of an impact.
Yeah, I understand. It probably is not going to be a big impact as far as production is concerned, but to have that option at the tight end position to be able to stretch the field a little bit and go up the seams and make
You can still do that with Ben.
Okay, well, I mean, if he still has, I mean, I'm definitely pulling for him. I mean, because he's a great guy, just an all-around great guy, great humanitarian, everything, man. He just, I mean, words can't explain, man. This guy's just unbelievable.
Bobby, totally agree. And look, I got to tell you, you're right in posing that as a question, but I don't think it's as big of a deal. What's your biggest question surrounding the Saints headed into training camp? 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Bobby, thanks for the phone call. CBS News Update, local news headlines with Chris Miller next here on WWL.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.